This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast featuring highlights from our show from Wednesday, the 1st of February, Rabbit Day. If it's not too late, you say rabbit twice in a row for good luck all month. I'm assuming it's too late.
Or just live a good life. I mean, who knows?
Just make good decisions. Yeah. Got to talk about Wheel of Fortune and what happened on Wheel of Fortune. Have you heard about this?
A little bit. Yeah, clear it up.
So, you know, at the end of the round or the end of the show, they have this contestant up there to guess a bunch of letters, and then they fill in the puzzle, and then they have a surprise of the amount of money that they won. The answer was Pink Orchid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to this is how it all went down on the show.
Living thing is the category. You have 10 seconds to try to tell us what's up there. Good luck.
Something orchid. Pony orchid.
You might have been overthinking. Think of a type of orchid.
Pink.
Yeah. I'm sorry that didn't work out for you, and I have to look in here, but I can't open it, so. Oh, there you go. I know, that would have been awfully nice.
$40,000 she missed
she
out
say
on.
Pink orchid was that the first thing that she said?
I think it's got to do with either the host is 100,000 years old and maybe didn't hear her correctly. Number two is she said pink orchid, but then moved on to other guesses.
Things.
This is why on shows like, what was it, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Uh-huh.
It was always like, is that your final answer?
Right.
So that you were actually logging in because it sounded like she was working it out in her head.
But isn't the minute you say it, it should be like, okay, boom, game's
That's
over.
It.
You said it. So did they not give her the money? Nothing. Like she's
not so
well.
Far. But there's been an outcry of people saying she's owed $40,000.
At least a coupon to In-N-Out Burger if she's out there in California. Like,
At the least. Coming up on today's podcast, we've got the panic button where Cam reached out to us because he found out something about his wife, his wife's past, actually, from one of his buddies. Ooh. And when you hear what he found out, you're going to be like, I'm not sure how I would feel about that. That's why he's hitting the panic button coming up.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 60. Tomorrow's high, 65. 34 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I have these weird, unconventional Valentine's Day ideas for our guys that I want to run past you two gentlemen and see if you think they're worthy.
Oh, God.
I think it's garbage.
This is women doing things for men on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I love it.
I think it's weird, but we'll get to that in a second.
It's refreshing to me.
So NSYNC fans have been completely rabid for a reunion for years now, and we thought it was going to happen, and there was a glimmer of hope, and it was just that stinking troll song. So then we got another glimmer of hope this week when Justin Timberlake hit up the Kelly Clarkson show and was talking about what happened when the guys got back together to do that song.
It's kind of crazy. Like, there's so much that just picks up right where it left off as far as the chemistry. We've been in the studio, so there may be a little.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay.
Too.
Yeah. Well, the label said, hold up, there's not any new NSYNC music coming. They just did some vocal background work on his new album that's coming out in March.
Dude.
That tease was that the other four guys from NSYNC did background vocals for Justin's new album.
Well, now, No conspiracy. What is NSYNC if it's not Justin Timberlake performing with the other guys singing backup?
I completely agree. Where's the motivation? Like, truly, why would Justin be like, you know what? I'm not going to focus on me, number one.
Right.
I'm going to bring in these other four idiots that haven't done anything in the last 20 years. What's the motivation?
Well, Dancing with the Stars is is not nothing.
I think everybody still has their fingers crossed for a reunion tour and some stuff to happen, but who knows?
Keep them crossed.
The only thing that you'd be adding is the dancing. You understand that. The Justin Timberlake album is an NSYNC album.
So Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away, and it's usually a holiday for the ladies. But like I was saying earlier, I saw this article that had 9 unconventional Valentine's Day ideas that your man will love. And I had to ask you guys about it because I think it's garbage. I think these 9 things are hot garbage.
We're going through all 9?
I won't go through all 9, but I'll go through the ones that are supposed to be fun. Learn about love in another culture.
It's more like go to dinner at an Indian restaurant.
We can skip this list, Kara, and if you really want to know the one thing you can do.
No. Kara, go on.
Have a group date at someone else's house.
No.
Volunteer to help others in need.
No.
Have a date at a dog park.
No.
Make a DIY gift. Right. See, like I was saying.
You know what we want? Is to be let off the hook for us doing anything for you. The best Valentine's gift I could ever receive is my wife coming to me and saying, don't worry about Valentine's this year. It's a Hallmark holiday. We'll have a nice dinner, but business as usual.
Yeah, don't stress yourself out.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to take a look at these 9 things, I'll put it up on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
That will be women looking at that list, hoping that their men were into this stuff.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Molly and Carrollton.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
Oh, I'm getting ready for work.
Nice. Listening at home, are you using your Alexa device?
That is correct, but I'm listening at home. I'm actually just listening to the radio.
You have a radio?
I do. I know. I'm telling my age now.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yes. Let's see you later, girl. Bye.
I'm out of here, Molly. Bye. Good luck.
Kara's going to step out. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back and ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100 of her own money. And I got to let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Are you ready for question 1, Molly?
I am ready. Let's do this.
A tweet Elmo sent asking people how they are doing received 20,000 responses. What color is Elmo?
He is red.
Question 2. Promos for Despicable Me 4 have started airing. How many daughters does Gru have?
Ooh. 2.
Question 3. Actress Terry Hatcher was kicked off a dating app because they thought her profile was fake. Terry played Superman's love interest back in the 90s. That character's name?
Lois Lane.
Number 4. After taking a break in 2023, Budweiser is going to air a new Super Bowl ad. Their ad will feature their iconic breed of what horse?
Clydesdale.
Number 5. An 80,000-seat venue in Germany is being built exclusively for 6 Adele concerts later this year. What 3 colors make up the German flag?
Oh, good Lord. Green, red, and white.
Well, you were wrong on the first color, so
bringing
we got that
Kara
out of the way.
In. I know.
All right, but Molly and Carrollton, you did okay. We'll see what happens.
Kara finding her way back. Ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number 1, what color is Elmo?
Elmo is red.
Everybody knows that, including Molly. It's 1-1.
Number 2, how many daughters does Gru have in Despicable Me?
3?
Molly said 2. It is 3 daughters. All right, 2-1, Kara's up.
Number 3, Superman's love interest?
Lois Lane.
Molly got it right back on the board, 3-2.
Number 4, what breed of horse does Budweiser use in their commercials?
The Clydesdales.
That's what Molly said as well. Kara's up 4-3, though.
Number 5, what 3 colors make up the German flag?
Black, red, and yellow.
Black, red, and gold. Gold and yellow are not the same color, apparently. It is black, red, and gold. Kara got it wrong. Why does everybody look so confused?
Back on this yellow and gold argument again, huh?
Final score this morning. Kara still would have won 4-3. Molly and Carrollton, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
Kara, your new record, 1,668 wins, 51 losses.
Ooh, Sorry, Molly.
It's okay.
No cash, but you get those tickets to see Train, REO Speedwagon, and Yacht Rock Review August 17th at Marist Bank Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
All right. Well, I will say, even though I lost, I'm still excited about the tickets.
Good. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
Want to weigh in on what Tad, Drex, and Kara are talking about? Leave them a message on the free B98.5 app.
I know you're busy, so I'll make this quick. Goodbye.
Just click the open mic feature, and you can hear yourself on the show. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings from 5 to 10 on B98.5. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic! Do not panic!
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
This is where you turn when you need advice. 404-741-0985. Let us know you got to hit the panic button. Good morning, Cameron.
Yes, hey, buddies. How's it going?
Good. Pal, can we call you Cam?
Call me whatever. I need to press the panic button, guys. I'm in a serious quagmire, I guess. Okay. I'm sitting on a digital time bomb here.
Okay.
My wife used to be an internet sensation. She was huge on OnlyFans. She made a fortune, actually.
Oh, my. Wow.
Did you know this?
One of my buddies showed me explicit videos of my wife.
He subscribed to your wife's OnlyFans, but this was before you guys were married, right?
Yes, but my friend has seen my wife in ways that only a husband should. Mm. I haven't even seen her in this way before.
Did he, your friend, know about this or discover her before you guys got married? Or has this been since you guys have been married, he just discovered her?
These videos are old. She hasn't posted anything since we've been together, but...
But the thought is maybe he's been sitting on it like your friend knew.
He's a blabbermouth, though. He would have told me if he had it before.
Oh, so he did just kind of discover. Okay.
Yeah, he just stumbled in.
All right. Have you confronted your wife about this?
Yeah, I brought it up to her, and she told me that it makes money.
Huh.
Yeah.
So stuff that she's done in the past before you guys were married is still up online, and she's still making money off of it.
Yeah, because people can still go on and subscribe to her OnlyFans, and they pay the $9.99.
And some of those subscribers are, in fact, your buddies.
So you understand my dilemma.
Sure.
Yes.
So how much money are we talking about here?
More than I make in a year. What she makes in a month is more than I make. Actually, more than I make in 2 years.
Oh,
I am shocked at the amount of money they. I might make an OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, this is good news for you, isn't it?
It should be good news for me, but she says it's her money. I have no rights to it.
And she won't share it?
No, nothing.
I would struggle both on this where... She's bringing in money and not hiding it from you, but she's saying it's her money. And then your buddies have, it's almost like they're a part of your romantic relationship too, because they've seen. So where's your head at? Like, are you worried about the money or your buddies?
It makes me insane. The fact that she's making money, I kind of understand it, but the fact that she won't share, I'm just at a crossroads here. I don't know what to do.
When you brought up this new discovery to your wife and told her that it was your friends that clued you in on this, what did she say?
Okay, so here's the hypocrisy. She says, what kind of pig would watch this kind of stuff? Who would look at this kind of stuff? Who would pay for these pictures? She was upset about it.
She's a businesswoman.
Can you guys please help me? Like, I either need to see something or the pictures need to go. But it doesn't even matter if the pictures and videos go down because they're already out there.
Yeah.
So many things going on here. And Cam, thanks for bringing this to our attention so we can discuss your life on the radio. 404-741-0985. Things that are happening here. Number one, these pictures. I mean, your past is your past.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But now he finds out about this through a friend. You're not going to tell your mate
that they're out there.
These guys are not just boyfriend, girlfriend. They're married.
Yeah. Well, that's the tough situation. I mean, because I belong to a guy group, probably like 15 to 18 guys. If one of our wives was on OnlyFans and it was out there and we knew it and everyone saw it, That would be the elephant in the room all the time. Anytime we got around or like behind his back, you know what I mean? He'd be texting.
You'd say razzing?
Yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't want to razz him, but like you would just know everyone's talking about it. Everyone's thinking about it. Everyone's seen it. Everyone's texting photos or videos back and forth of your
and
wife.
And every time she comes around that group of guys, then, then the looks start.
Yeah. Okay. So it's his wife, but it's his wife so many moons ago. I mean, and I would be proud. Be like, yeah, boy, that's my wife.
She's raking in the dough. She's
raking in the dough. Know. Look at her. You're looking at her. Y'all are disgusting. You want to join the conversation? 404-741-0985. Cam, obviously distraught about this. Allie in Eatonton.
It happened before they were married, and now she is married. She should delete her account. That's the sacrifice that she had to make for her husband.
Well, so I was thinking about that. You're saying get rid of the account because now that she's married. But is this any different than, like, I don't know, an actress who's married now who has exposed herself in movies or TV shows?
Yes, because she has control over the account. And she can delete it.
Yeah, you can't. You can go back and delete the account. You can't delete Gia.
Right.
Well, and there's kind of a disrespect here. Like, obviously, her husband has an issue with it. Yes, it's making money, but in respect for your husband, who just told you his buddies has seen it, like, take it down.
It's making money that she's not sharing with him.
I think it's deeper than money, though. I mean, at this point, find another job to bring money in. You're making money. You're not sharing with your spouse, and you are breaking that secrecy.
She's already done the work. She's already got another job. She's raking in, he said, what, two times his annual salary?
Yeah,
she's making tons of money off this.
That's a lot of money, but it's a sacrifice that I would make for my husband.
Wow. I think the sacrifice I'd make for my husband is keeping that thing going and keeping that money rolling in.
Jeez.
404-741-0985.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Cam is a married man who was carrying on with his life. Everything was going smooth. And then one of his friends came up to him and said, hey, man, did you know this about your wife?
Yeah, she's got a pretty popular OnlyFans page. Now, she hasn't posted anything since they got married, but all of Cam's friends have seen the goods. And Cam's wife says, listen, I'm making several thousands of dollars a month off the residuals here. And Cam's like, well, cool. At least I got some money coming in. She's like, No. I've got money coming in. This ain't your money. This is my money.
404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation. If you don't want to have the old back and forth of a chit-chat with us, you can just leave us a quick message. It's super easy. Just record yourself on the B98.5 app. It comes right here into the studio. Also, another way to get in touch with us, leave a message on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
Yeah, I got one from Jimmy saying that if she insists on keeping the OnlyFans page open, then he needs to insist that she can keep that money in, but he's going to quit his job.
He quits his job. Oh. If I'm him.
If she's making double his salary or whatever it was, so much money over what he's bringing in, then.
So he's wondering. This is the confusing thing to me. Like, he's embarrassed by this. I would be proud. He wants her to shut the account down. I would be quitting my job and going around town promoting the page. What did he say was, I don't know anything about OnlyFans. I want to go on record saying that. I don't know in terms of Drex, how much does it cost?
Oh, I'm not. Well, everybody has their own particular cost. But,
oh, they do.
Tell us
more.
What somebody told me. But what I do know is it can be taken to the all the way extreme. Like there really are no bounds for it. I just don't. I don't want my wife out there like that. I don't want her exposed like that.
Oh, really?
No.
You sound like a caveman.
I'm a little bit prude when it comes to that. Yes, the sacredness of my wife is very important.
Aubrey and Kennesaw.
I definitely think that it's her body, her choice. And I think it's shame on, you know, the husband's friends for not letting her have her own personal business. If it happened before they were married and she felt like sharing it, then she would have. But she's not making content for it currently. So I don't see why it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, we definitely respect the her body, her choice, but when you get married, they always say, like, two become one. So it's got to be a joint decision.
Yeah, two become one. That means the money. Dude, I know you guys don't want to make this about the money, but my gosh, what's happening here? If I made an investment in my 20s and got married in my 40s, does my wife not have any claim to the residuals from that investment? No.
Yeah, where's the money coming from? They'll think it's not coming from a pure source. So you mean to tell me, like, if Jessica was a drug dealer on the side and slinging crack and making a bunch of money, you'd be like, well, she's bringing in the dough.
Ooh, are you, Drex, the one that is saying that it's an issue if the money doesn't come from a pure source?
I mean, get so pure is a gray area for sure.
See? See? I rest my case. No further questions, Your Honor.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine, high of 60 today, 65 tomorrow, 35 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what crazy thing, a woman returned after 2 years and who actually took it back in just a second. But this Sunday night, the 66th annual Grammy Awards are going to be hitting the TV. It's the biggest night in music. Trevor Noah's going to host for the sixth time. And Taylor Swift is up for six awards.
Wow.
And you would think that Taylor would have her man, Travis Kelce, escorting her for the evening.
Sure.
But he says, not going to happen.
I wish I could go support Taylor at the Grammys and watch her win every single award that that she's nominated for. But I know I got practice Saturday, but Sunday's a travel day. Unfortunately, I got to get ready for this big old Super Bowl that we got in a week.
Funny that she jet sets all over to go to his games, but he can't go to the Grammys for one evening to support her?
It's a travel day. Listen, if the Super Bowl were being held during the concert she has scheduled in Japan, then she wouldn't be able to go to the Super Bowl. She can make it. She's going to try. She's going to make that effort. You know that Travis Kelce would be there.
But the Super Bowl is for another 11 days.
But they have practice. They have a travel day. If he could be there, he would. Are you kidding me? This is Travis Kelce. He would suck up all the publicity he possibly could. Please.
I think this is going to be a point of contention in their relationship, especially because Travis has got one more game left, right?
Right.
And then he's off, and now she starts touring again. Mm-hmm. If he's not at every single concert.
Ooh,
they'll say this was the point of contention, but the fact of the matter is the Super Bowl is on Sunday. They should be broken up within 2 weeks of the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the ruse is over. It's what more do you need with it? It's over.
Are you saying that they don't see, Travis and Taylor do not see Valentine's Day?
They do not see the beginning of next season.
Oh, okay. You hate her.
I'm sorry. It's not my publicity stunt.
So there's a woman going viral right now and sparking a huge debate over something that she returned. A Costco customer named Jackie shared that she bought a couch from them 2.5 years ago.
What?
Got tired of the color and decided to take it back.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no.
She didn't have a receipt either. She ended up getting a full refund.
It is very intimidating going in there with a big, giant purchase and you're returning it. But who cares? Return it. They have an awesome return policy. But buy your furniture from Costco, girl. You can return it when you don't like it anymore.
Wow. Okay, that's where you draw the line. If there was something wrong with the couch, fine. But you decided after 2.5 years that it didn't go with the rest of your decor, and now you're bringing it back. That is wasteful. That is wrong.
I was reading an article the other day talking about how, like, returned, people buying things and returning them is really crunching the retail economy overall because it takes so much effort for someone to get a return back in, check it out, make sure it's okay, then send it to another facility where it could get bought again, and eventually just ends up in a landfill.
Yeah. Eventually, it just ends up jacking up our Amazon Prime subscription costs.
Well, or is it jacking up your Costco membership costs? Because I guess this is a thing because last year, another Costco return video went viral after somebody returned a 2-year-old used mattress so that they could put the refund money towards a new mattress.
No way.
And Costco took that back too.
Don't abuse the system. We need the system to be available for legitimate issues like my $1.11
fit
crunch.
Yes, exactly. I knew we were coming around.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app.
Does that make me crazy?
It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. Sometimes it just feels good to get things off the off your chest. You could do it anonymously. Lots of ways to confess. You can call us anytime, 404-741-0985. Inbox us on Facebook. Leave us an open mic on the B98.5 app that comes right into the studio. A couple of confessions that were written in. These are, I want to gauge your interest on these, Drex.
Okay.
They're all sort of ethically questionable.
I like you saying that. I use creative.
Right.
You know, not shady, creative.
Confession number one, I bought the same coffee machine as the one in our office so I could steal the capsules to use at home. It gives me such a rush when I steal them.
Scale of 1 to 10, that's an 8. That's a solid move. I love that. Yep, good play there.
I work for a company that even has the capsules to begin with.
Yeah, usually you got to be bringing in your own caps and pods, right?
And not charging people for them. Like, where is this business?
Well, we've got that lovely Starbucks machine upstairs that I wish I could get the pods for that chai tea.
Yeah.
They have. It's the chai tea latte. Yeah. It's the jam.
Well, you got to come to work to use the coffee machine.
I know.
That's the rule.
But that coffee machine that's upstairs, it's technically on the corporate level. And the only reason, Kara, you get to use it is because you get up there before the corporate shoes come in. There's no way you're trouncing up there while they're there.
You know, there's two machines, right? One's in the cafeteria, one's in the break room. It can't just be for the corporate level.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's frowned upon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Every time you get a coffee, somebody is losing a job.
I'll double up next time.
Next confession on Confess You're Crazy. About 4 years ago, an Amazon delivery driver drove over my grass, so I claimed it and got $80 to repair it. Didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
I have since used the same picture 6 times to claim damage and have been successful every time.
I love that, too. I mean, that's a solid 8 out of 10. I had an Amazon guy back into our mailbox, so then made a claim. They wanted a receipt of how much their mailbox cost. I Googled and found the most expensive mailbox on the planet. It was fantastic.
And were they responsive?
Yeah, they had to.
These companies, and it comes back to, we were talking about the Costco lady that returned her couch because she decided after a couple of years she didn't like the color of it.
Right.
The return policies on these big corporations are so liberal.
Right.
It's like, or just to give you an example, like, try to make a claim with the city because you hit a pothole.
Not going
to
happen.
See how that goes.
Yeah.
Make the same claim with Amazon. They can't write you a check fast enough. Final confession, and I don't think you're really going to dig this as much because it's sort of helpful to one group of people. They say, I like to do ethical shoplifting where I take things from the shelves of big supermarkets and place them in their food bank baskets at the end of the store.
Ooh.
Technically not stealing as the items never leave the premises. I'm just moving them, really. So you're making a charitable donation on behalf of the store without them knowing about
it. Grocery store Robin Hood?
To me, that's being shady for the sake of being shady.
Yeah.
Because you're not benefiting yourself.
There's not enough creativity you're not patting yourself on the back enough.
Oh, I give it a 9 for creativity. All right. I give it a 0 for, like, what's the purpose here? You get busted and you don't even have like a cachet of Chef Boyardee.
I'm disappointed in that person. How dare that person?
Again, if you have something to confess, call us 404-741-0985. Leave us a message on the B98.5 app. Just use the open mic, or you can inbox us, the Tad, Drex, and Kara page on Facebook.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Taylor, you need help asking your former boss to forgive you to try to get your job back.
Yeah, so the crazy thing is that I never actually got to work for the job.
But you already
have already gotten fired for not having worked one day?
The whole thing, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the interview, which I didn't think I was going to get the job in the first place, when they asked me if anything was coming up in the future that would hold me back from working, I just said no. don't we all just say no? Yeah, sure, I can take it. Yeah, okay.
And usually when they ask it, like, I'm trying to think, you do an interview, and it's not like you start the next day. It usually takes 2, 3, 4 weeks sometimes.
Yeah, there's, like, the onboarding process. They do the background check
and you also, you don't want to, like, throw up any roadblocks to you getting a job. You think, I'll cancel whatever I have. Yeah. Yes, absolutely, I'm ready to go. If you can't get that question right, you know?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I figured it would be a while before they actually hired me.
Okay.
But at the end of the interview, they're like, okay, cool. You got the job. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And I was like, of course. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
Okay.
The issue with that was that I did have something coming up, and it's my best friend getting married this weekend, and I'm already on the road. I'm leaving today. Mm. But at the same time, I'm supposed to start in the office today.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, so you have to call Kim and explain this situation to her? What?
Yeah, that's probably what I should have done. But instead, I just gave her the old I'm not feeling well text.
Oh.
On your first day of work, you said, I'm sick, I'm not feeling
that
well.
That has
actually happened to me.
Has it really?
I would call in sick very early
on. The first day?
Oh, my God.
Maybe the second day, but it was ridiculous.
There's probably a better chance that you actually are sick on the first day.
Yeah, I was actually
sick.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And did she understand, or?
She didn't respond at all. Until she emailed me back with a message rescinding the job offer, which I'm guessing rescinding means that she's taking it back.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, very good.
So we don't think that maybe she bought the I'm sick excuse?
Apparently not.
Well, maybe she did and she just doesn't want to hire a sick person. I think it's probably she didn't take the sick excuse.
Yeah.
So have you tried calling her? I know you've sent texts. A lot of times people prefer a phone call.
Yeah.
That's kind of an old-timey thing to do. We don't really call phones anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your
I was thinking, you guys, since you're a little older in age, maybe y'all could call her for me and help me figure this out.
That's
older in age.
Wow.
You want us to help you out, but you're calling us older in age.
Y'all have children in grade school.
You ought to wait until after this is over to insult us, usually, but... All right, so we're going to call this your boss, now former boss, who you never actually worked a day for, and see if you can get that job back. And when can you actually work? Are you free after the weekend?
Yeah, maybe Tuesday. Give me the Monday.
Oh, take them to recover.
You're pushing it, dude.
All right, Taylor, give us a couple of minutes. We're going to get your boss, former boss, Kim, on the phone, okay?
Thank you so much.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Taylor was just telling us he got a job offer, but he didn't expect it to come so fast. Mm-hmm. And when they had asked, can you start right away? He said, oh, yeah, no problem. Nothing. The problem was that he does have a wedding to go to this weekend. He's actually on his way right now and texted his boss, I'm not feeling well. And she's since rescinded the offer.
Oh, jeez.
So he needs our help calling this person to ask for his job back, a job that he's never actually worked at.
That's a first.
Taylor, she's not going to know you're on the phone when she first picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Morning, Kim. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you doing?
I'm well. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, we're calling because we heard that you're kind of like in charge of hiring or in a hiring position.
Yeah, that's correct. Do one of you need a job?
I think we're good. I'm curious, though, if you are in like a hiring position, you could answer a question for us. What would cause somebody to get a job offer from you only to have it rescinded later that day or even the next day?
Are you one of Taylor's friends?
Why?
You can tell him he didn't get the job because he failed the drug screening.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right.
In my 10 years as a manager here, I've never seen anything like this before.
Ooh. All right. Well, I want to find out more about that in a second, but we got to let you know this is a feature we do every morning on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Taylor is actually on the other line with us. He wanted help asking forgiveness because he thought you were sent to the job because he called in sick on his first day. This all kind of adds up now that I'm thinking about it.
There's no way that I could have failed that drug test. I promise that it was clean.
Oh, no, it was clean.
Well, then what's the issue? Because I really could use this job, and I think I could be a valuable employee.
You said earlier that you've never seen anything like this since you've been a hiring manager. What were you talking about?
It turns out he had someone else take the test for him.
Oh, I have heard of that happening before.
Yeah, me too.
Taylor, is that true?
No. I mean, how in the world could you prove that?
The HCG levels were off the charts.
What's an HCG level?
Oh, it's basically a hormone level in your blood or in your urine that tells a woman that she's pregnant.
No.
So congratulations, Taylor. You're pregnant.
Oh, I can't have a baby.
You had somebody else take the test for you?
I don't think that she knows that she's pregnant.
Is your name really Taylor? Or is your friend's name Taylor?
We're both named Taylor. But I was thinking maybe you guys could call her and tell her she's pregnant.
I think we're done calling people for you, Taylor.
Yeah.
we're done unless having other people do stuff for you.
Unless you're the father.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be.
What?
Okay.
So, listen, if there's no other need for me here, I really need to get back to my work.
Boy, you've got a great story to tell, Kim. You are right. This has got to be a first.
Sounds like everybody's going to have a busy day.
Definitely.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
So much to unpack. I just feel like we need to move on with our day. Tomorrow on Forgive and Forget, Ryan needs forgiveness from his roommate. She has since moved out because she no longer feels safe living with him.
Oh, no.
We'll find out why that is tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.